This Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI, visiting the site of a World War II massacre, remembered the abhorrent effects of war, of violence on man by man, and in doing so strengthened the urgency of his appeal for an end to the use of weapons and space for dialogue in the conflicts that are currently raging in Libya and the North African region.
Di fronte alle notizie sempre più drammatiche che provengono dalla Libia.
Following the midday Angelus prayer in St. Peter's Square, the Pope described how his fears for the safety of the civilian population and his concern for the unfolding situation in Libya are growing. He said that it is at moments such as these of greatest tension that international bodies and people in positions of responsibility must use all diplomatic means at their disposal to give space to even the weakest signs of openness to dialogue. Appealing to both sides of the Libyan conflict, the Pope concluded with a heartfelt call for an end to the use of weapons and an immediate start to dialogue. Poignantly underscoring this renewed papal appeal were the images of Pope Benedict XVI Sunday morning as he walked among the tombs of 335 Italians, massacred at the Fosse Ardeatine, which roughly translates as the Ardeatine Quarries, during the Nazi occupation of Rome on March 24, 1944. The massacre took place in retaliation for a partisan attack on Nazi troops in central Rome a day earlier. 10 Italians for every one German soldier killed were rounded up and transported to the quarry site, south of the capital, brought into the caves, and one by one shot dead at point-blank range. The victims included Italian army officers, resistance fighters, innocent civilians, and 75 members of the city's Jewish community. The youngest victim was just 15 years old. On Sunday, accompanied by Rome's chief rabbi Riccardo Segni and Cardinal Andrea Cordero Lanza di Montezemolo, archpriest of St. Paul's outside the walls, the Pope laid a basket of red roses at the feet of the plaque commemorating the victims.
Il Signore, il mio pastore, non manco di nulla.
He then entered the cavern containing the tombs, pausing before three in particular. The first, that of Cardinal Montezemolo's father, who had been a general in the Italian army. The second, that of Don Pietro Pappagallo, a priest of the Roman diocese proclaimed a 20th century martyr by John Paul II for his self-sacrifice in helping those persecuted under the fascist and Nazi regimes. And finally that of Alberto Funaro, a Jew whose nephew, a rabbi of the same name, stood beside the Pope as he prayed.
È offesa gravissima a Dio.
Emerging from the darkened crypt, Pope Benedict said, "What happened here on March 24, 1944, is a most grave offence against God, because it is the deliberate violence of man by man. It is the most abhorrent effect of war, any war, while God is life, peace, communion." The Holy Father then invoked divine mercy, which he said alone can fill the void the abyss opened by men who, when driven by blind violence, deny their dignity as children of God and their brotherhood with each other. Therefore, he concluded, in this place, painful memorial of the most horrendous evil, the real answer is to join hands as brothers and say, "Our Father, we believe in you, and we desire to walk together in peace in Rome, Italy, in Europe, throughout the world." And before taking his leave, in the Book of Witnesses at the entrance to the cave, Pope Benedict wrote, "I shall fear no evil, because you are with me."